is all I can say. But let's take out our Bibles and turn over to the book of John. In John chapter 19, you know, this is an instance when Jesus was literally gasping his last breath. He was on the cross. Whilst he was on the cross, he was on the cross for a number of hours, for about 6 hours, and it was excruciating, the most horrific experience imaginable, not just physically, but also, in this case, spiritually and emotionally. The Bible tells us that Jesus, whilst he was literally dying for all of us on the cross, the Bible says that he who had no sin became sin for us. That I don't even know what that actually means. But we do know that he experienced just that agony and the anguish of separation from his heavenly Father because of that sin, because of my sin, because of our sin. And yet, whilst he was on the cross, he managed to utter seven different phrases, and one of the phrases he utters is right here in John chapter 19. In verse 25, it says, "Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved, that's John, standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Dear woman, here is your son.' And to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.' From that time on, this disciple took her into his home." We know that John was the last surviving apostle, last of Jesus' disciples to live. And he lived to be, I think history tells us, to be in about his 90s or something. So he was able to take care of Jesus' mother, Mary, right up until her death. But even as Jesus was dying on the cross, even as he was going through such anguish, he made time to make sure that his mother was taken care of. And I think as an example for all of us, I think it's important for us to remember our mothers. No matter what else is going on in life, remembering our mothers. And it's good that we have a day called Mother's Day where we can have an opportunity to remember our mothers, because otherwise it'd be very easy for us to neglect. I remember when I was 11 years old, I went off to boarding school. I was very close to my mother up until that point, and being away at boarding school, it was a real challenge for me. I felt incredibly homesick. It was my first time really being separated from my family for an extended period of time. And back in those days, we didn't have mobile phones. It's funny, even just driving to church this morning, Caleb and I, we just spotted a telephone box outside. And Caleb goes, "I wonder who uses those anymore?" And he said, "Probably petty criminals and drug lords who don't want their phone calls to be traced or whatever." But back in our day, back in my day, those were the only way to communicate. And I remember at my school, there were three different telephone boxes. And first thing in the morning, the very first day I had spent away from home, I ran to that phone box right before breakfast, put my 2p pet coin in there and rang my mum. And then later after lunch, I did the same thing. And then later after dinner, I did the same thing. And I would ring my mum probably 3 or 4 times a day, every day. And eventually we worked it out so that instead of me putting these 2p coins into the phone box, I would ring, let it ring twice and then hang up. And then my mum would call me back. And so I would literally be calling my mother 3 or 4 times a day, every day for that first few weeks that I was at school. And I didn't know this, but I would frequently end those phone calls in tears. It was only years later my mum told me that she would end those phone calls in tears because she was missing me so much. Fast forward a couple of years, and my mum would be asking me, "So, honey, how come you're not calling me anymore?" And the number of whereas before, when it first started off, it was just a few hours between my calls, it wasn't unusual for me to go a whole term without ringing my mother. You know, it's so easy just to get into bad habits. But Jesus, I think, sets an incredible example for us to remember our mums. Every mother has to go through all kinds of challenges. I've only got 2 points today, and this is the first one, remember your mother. But the second one is we've got to honour our mothers. You know, in Exodus chapter 20, this is where Moses gives the Israelite nation the Ten Commandments. And as we pick up here in verse 12, we read, "Honour your father and mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." This was the fifth of the Ten Commandments. You know, the first commandment was, "You shall have no other gods before me." The second commandment was, "You should not make any idols." The third one is that you should not take the Lord's name in vain. The fourth one was that you should remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And then the fifth one was to honour your father and mother. Then the sixth one, "You shall not murder." Seventh one, "Do not commit adultery." The eighth one was, "Do not steal." The ninth one was, "Do not bear false witness." And the tenth one was, "Do not covet." And typically Christians would divide the Ten Commandments up into a group of four. The first four, meaning commandments focused towards God. And then the last six, towards your fellow man. The Jews, actually, they divide those Ten Commandments into two sets of five. The fifth commandment, honour your father and mother, that's a commandment they lump in with, it's something that you do for God, not for your fellow person. And there's a sense in which we can understand why. Because God is the one who has blessed each and every one of us with life. Mothers are put in an amazing position where they are able to share the very act of creating life with God. But it's God that we're really honouring, and it's God we're really giving thanks to. You know, for many people, Mother's Day is actually quite a challenging day. Particularly for those people who those women who would like to be mothers, but for one reason or other are not able to be mothers, whether it's through infertility or other reasons, or whether it's because we didn't have a very good relationship with our mother growing up. And maybe there's some bad memories associated with that. Maybe we're distant from our mother. Maybe we've been estranged through broken relationships or breakdown in communication or whatever. Or maybe, as for myself, maybe it's because we've lost our mother through bereavement. And so for many people, Mother's Day is far from a happy time. Sometimes it can be quite a discouraging time, a time that we're reminded of the things that we don't have or things that we wish we could have had. And it's easy for us to kind of get into ourselves because of that. You know, my brother's Facebook status this morning, I woke up and I read this. He wrote, "Those special memories I have of you will always bring a smile. If only I could have you back just even for a while. Then we could sit and talk again just like we used to do. You always meant so very much and always will do too. The fact you are no longer here will always cause me pain, but Mum, you're forever in my heart until we meet again." You know, my brother was actually very close to my mother. That he would call my mother every day. I mean, literally every day he and my mum would talk. And last thing at night, usually, he'd be talking to my mum on the phone. And that was just his habit. That's what he did all the time. And so when my mother passed away almost 22 years ago now, the fact that she died on my brother's birthday was just incredibly painful for him. And so for the last 22 years, he's never celebrated his birthday. He goes to the cemetery where my mother's ashes were scattered, and that's what he does. And so for him, this is a very painful time, and for others, for many of us, that's the case. You know, it's funny because even as I was preparing this message this morning, because my mother's passing was so long ago, I didn't think that I was going to be affected very much. But I was so wrong. Even as I was looking at some of the video clips that I wanted to show, I was thinking, oh my goodness, it brought back so many memories, and it's something which, it's very hard to, no matter how much time goes, it's hard to ever really move past that kind of a loss. It's a challenge. And so for many of us, Mother's Day can be a bit challenging. But we are called to honour our father and mother, and really it's a call to really be thankful to God. Whether we are mothers or not, it's not about us receiving honour, it's us giving honour to God for blessing each and every one of us. Now, the fact that we have life, it's because God has granted that to us, but it's because someone somewhere, a woman somewhere, was willing to carry us for 9 months and then to go through the incredible pain of labor. And that's something each and every one of us can find to be grateful for, regardless of whether our relationship with our mother is what we would like it to be or not. We need to remember our mothers, but we also need to honor. We need to honor our mothers because God tells us to honor our mothers. We need to be grateful for them. Mothers go through all kinds of challenges for us. And this is true in every culture of the world. Mothers often have to deal with the very same challenges. In fact, let me show you this video clip. This one is of a mother who she's trying to take her child home from the playground, and the child just does not want to go. And I think many of us mothers will be able to relate to this. I'm sure a lot of the mums could relate. You know, we forget actually how much trouble we actually cause our mums. And it's funny, because even as I was thinking back on this, I was thinking about the number of times that I would just be disobedient to my mother, the number of times I try and get away with things, the times when my mother would ask me to clean my room or do this or do that, and I would, you know, I would try and fake it. You know, clean the rooms, you kind of like, you sweep everything underneath the bed and just hide it there. And it's funny, because when you're a kid, you think you're getting away with it. You think, oh yeah, I'm pulling the wool over my mother's eyes, when the reality is she probably did exactly the same thing when she was a kid. So she knows all the tricks and everything else. And the fact that she doesn't always pick us up on everything all the time, that's grace in action right there. You know, I think we have to appreciate the fact that our mothers have sacrificed in certain ways. And I look back in my childhood, and I remember the times my mother would she would go out to work and come home to make us something to eat, and then she'd go out to work again, and the times when she wouldn't eat because there wasn't enough food left over, and all of this kind of stuff. And the more I reflect, the more I appreciate just how many untold sacrifices there were that I need to be grateful for. You know, we are called to honour our father and mother because it's a command in the scriptures. But it's not just in the Old Testament, it's repeated in the New Testament as well. In Ephesians chapter 6, where Paul, again, he's quoting from Exodus. You know, he starts off by saying in verse 1, children, obey your parents and Lord, for this is right. Verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. He carries on, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. But you know, the thing we see here is that when we follow God's commands, we actually benefit. Here, the command to honor your father and mother was very clearly laid out a number of times in the Old Testament. And it did come with a promise that things may go well for you. And he's speaking of just the basic principle of when we follow God's instructions, he gives them to us for a reason. You know, the Bible is filled with all of the number of blessings that we receive when we follow God's commands. He also, it was filled with all kinds of warnings about the consequences of being disobedient to God's instructions. You know, in the Old Testament, if you didn't honor your father and mother, you could be punished in the most severe way imaginable. In fact, in the very next chapter, in Exodus 21, where it talks about, you know, anyone who curses their father and mother is to be put to death. In Leviticus 19, where it talks about you must respect your father and mother, then the next chapter, verse 20, anyone who curses mother, it says, again, the blood is going to be on their own head, and they're to be put to death. Deuteronomy 21, same thing. If you have in Deuteronomy 21, verse 18, it says, if someone has a stubborn and rebellious son who does not obey his father and mother and will not listen to them when they discipline him, his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him to the elders at the gate of his town where again, he's going to be stoned to death. Whoa! That's pretty radical. If you have a rebellious son, that you can say, right, that's it, I'm taking you to see the elder. How scary is that? This is all Old Testament, by the way, so it doesn't apply to the New Covenant. You'd be happy to hear. But it'd be nice to have that in your arsenal. You know what it is, you know, naughty step, the rod, stones. Fantastic. But the reason why God gives us these commands, the reason why God gives us these instructions, it's actually for our benefit. Honoring your father and mother was just one of many. The fact is this, when we do things God's way, we actually reap the reward. For those of us who have challenging relationships with our parents, you know, letting go of animosity, letting go of hurts and hatred, learning to forgive benefits us. Whether or not our parents appreciate that is by the by. We simply do what God tells us to do, and then we benefit from that. And that's not just true with honoring your father and mother. That's true with all of God's instructions. You know, if there's one thing I want to remind us of all of today, is the fact that God tells us things for a reason. And I want to encourage us to figure out, okay, what is it that God wants me to be doing? How does God want me to be living my life? The first priority is you've got to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's reflected by your actions. It can't just be words. It's got to be how you live. That's your commitment to church, that you're giving of your contribution, that you're sharing of your faith, that you're setting the time aside to study the Bible, to pray. This is all a reflection of taking God, that very first command, seriously, putting God first. But secondly, all the other things relating to our relationships, whether with our parents or with those around us, again, it's for our benefit. And if we simply put this into practice, it will go well for us. I just want to close out with one final Mother's Day video, just so that we can appreciate our mums.
特别多。
儿子，行了啊，你可以的。
Thank you very much, Mike, for a really fantastic Mother's Day sermon. I know there's a number of wet eyes in the house right now. Really just a fantastic reminder of the role of mothers in our lives and just the significance God has put on them in our lives. And just really, again, being called back to the example of Jesus, who even in his own time of dying was honoring his mother. So just a good reminder of us all to, however things are with our moms, to see things from heaven's eyes and really treat our mums in that way. Lots of good heart-moving stuff, some good practicals, some great parenting tips from an orangutan, which is, you don't get to see that every day. But let's thank Mike for a great sermon. Thank you, Mike. We are drawing to the end of our service. We would like now just take the opportunity to honour all of the mums in the room. So if you are a mum, if you could stand, and we have a little gift for you. So if you have all the mums to stand up right now, please. Come on, mums. Just a little gift, to a little token of appreciation from all of us is for the great role that you play, not only in your families, but also in the church. We have a final special treat. At the end of the women's event yesterday, we had the East Choir sang a song. So we're going to get them to do that again. So if you're in the East Choir, if you could make your way to the front, please, and assemble on the stage as you did yesterday. We'll end our service by listening to you sing to us.
Hello, fear.
Satan.
Well, thank you to the East Choir. That's the end of our service. Let's have a great time of fellowship and a wonderful Mother's Day. Thank you.